You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, am I the only one horrified by this whole Virginia Tech gunman and it being the second time? I could swear there was a third. Wasn't there a false alarm about a year or two ago where they had to institute the alarm and the texting and notification that there was a possible gunman on that campus? If this is possibly the third time something like this has happened, I don't know if any of you have your kids in that school. You may want to consider a transfer. I mean, I know it's not Virginia Tech's fault. I'm sure you all have heard the story, but a gunman killed a police officer in the Virginia Tech parking lot while the officer was doing a traffic stop. And then the gunman was found about a half a mile away, dead. They aren't releasing the name of the gunman. They aren't saying, giving us too many details about how the gunman shot himself. We assume he just shot himself, but they aren't really releasing any details. They say he had nothing to do with the officer. This was some random shooting. I mean, you'd think this was something in one of those, you know, movies. It looks like he came up to the officer, ambushed him, shot him point blank. But they said, from what they understand, there's no relationship between the two, and they don't know why he did it. So they're still trying to get more details, and there may be more details on this by the time some of you listen to the show, if you're not listening to me live at this time. But, gosh, this just, you know, I was looking at the news and today, and, you know, the alert said Virginia Tech gunman school on lockdown, and I'm like, are they going back to 2007? You know, are they going back to when 33 people were killed in the 2007 massacre? No, just another gunman walking around. Now, you know, I kind of looked up, what are these students paying? I think if you're an out-of-state student, I'm looking at this right now, if you take a full load, 12 credits, I took 15. Oh, gosh, I tell you, kids these days, really. Anyway, well, if 12 credits is their full load, they're spending about 12 grand a semester. So for 24 grand a year, it's got to be more than that. You know, oh, so this is what I've done. I know a lot of you can't, you know, transfer the kids, and honestly, nobody really should, you know, be that. Again, this was an isolated incident. What I would recommend is getting these backpacks that have Kevlar in them. I've talked about these on my show. I'm looking right now at one product, and again, I'm not trying to push any product, but honestly, they have backpacks that they started to make after the Virginia Tech shootings back in 2007 that can hopefully protect the student. Now, I'd like to see this on Mythbusters. I'd like to see this really prevent a bullet, but they're saying this is an active bullet-resistant shield. You see, there's a difference, I think, between bulletproof and bullet-resistant, but they say you can get your head and heart behind the backpack shield. A 9mm full metal jacket, bullets or 44 magnum rounds will not get through the shield. I have the picture up on my Facebook. You see a girl hiding behind the backpack. She's kneeled down with her head. See, I wouldn't. Yeah, my head would be under my butt, and then I would put the backpack in front of me. I don't think I would let my head be first, because still, I really don't trust. I mean, the backpack looks like it's made of Saran. I mean, it's really clear. But what they have is they actually, oh, it comes in different colors. Okay, there's yellow. There's like a very bright Christmas red. You could get this in. I like blue. I would probably take blue. And then what they do is they give a list of all the types of handguns that this backpack could withstand. Where am I looking? It's called BackpackShield.com. Again, I'm not doing a commercial for them. It just, they have these out there. So if you're worried about your kids, where they're going to school, you know, and if they have these lockdowns, I would recommend getting one of these. Now, I haven't looked up cloaks. I haven't looked up umbrellas. I haven't done that. You'd think an umbrella would make sense if you could have like a bulletproof umbrella, because that would be really easy to situate. And I'm serious. I'm not joking. You know, I mean, I got two boys. They're, you know, in grade school now. Well, one's in middle school. And no, we don't have any money put away for their college. But, you know, we may win the lottery. lottery, and yeah, they may go. And if they go, I'm going to send them with these backpacks. Oh, Mom, that backpack is totally not cool. Those are only for the maximum Zoom dweebs. Well, they don't say that, but that's what I would have said. And I'd say, no, you are taking your Kevlar backpack to school. But honestly, scary stuff. I mean, how do you protect yourself against some random gun? But it's just the same college, the same university, really? What is going on there? I mean, is it in a bad area? I don't know much about Washington. I don't know. No. It's not in Washington. It's in Virginia. I'm sorry. I was reading this. What was interesting about the shooting, and I'm sorry if I pulled a Rick Perry on you guys. I'm sorry. But Virginia Tech officials were actually in Washington fighting a government fine over their alleged mishandling of the 2007 Virginia Tech shooting. So Virginia Tech officials were in Washington the same day this was happening, obviously, right, in Virginia. So, now, they have been commended on the way they handled it, the way they did the lockdown. They were very organized, very calm. It sounds like students, they were interviewing students that were in the classroom under lockdown, and like, yeah, you know, we're just in there Facebooking and, you know, studying for finals or running laptops. I mean, I think everybody was really, really calm because they felt like it was under control, you know. But, gosh, still, just gives me the heebie-jeebies. All right, $24,000 a year. It's a lot of money to go to a school that scares the heck out of you. But honestly, it could happen anywhere. I mean, when I went to UNLV, I remember there was a meningitis scare. But I think there was a meningitis scare, you know, throughout many universities at the time. That's why they came out with the meningitis vaccine afterwards. So I don't think it's any, you know, anything particularly university specific, but I got to tell you though, you know, you send your babies off to school, you just, I mean, anybody, I'd hate to think that anybody could possibly be in harm's way, you know, while they're trying to get through calculus and biology and physics. It's scary. Absolutely scary. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. We're taking your emails at drdahlia.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia for up-to-date updates, as well as Facebook on the Facebook page. I also put pictures and issues that I talk about on my show. All right, when we come back, a lot more to talk about. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in the liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got, gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the, things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
All right, guys, we are back. Let's get back to work on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. I couldn't throw in my teaser in the beginning of the show because I had all my Virginia Tech stuff on the screen. But it looks like lefties may suffer from certain medical conditions more than righties. Yep, some of you lefties out there. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how some researchers are saying that nuns may need to go on the birth control pill to lower their risk of cancer. Nuns going on the birth control pill. So we'll talk about that and what the Catholic Church has to say about that one. All right, and then, you may have a friend who you call a rat. Well, he's probably not a friend. All right, rat may not be a negative term because it looks like rats kind of do some cool things. So we're going to talk about that. There's mice and then there's rats. Mice are supposed to be kind of cute. Rats are supposed to be kind of ugly. Well, it looks like rats did something pretty good. So now it's going to change our whole idea, and we're gonna have to, change the cartoons. Instead of Mighty Mouse, we're gonna have to have Mighty Rat, and all right. Now, I'm looking right now, really quickly, at this U.S. drone, okay, that Iran says they have. You guys heard about this, right? America lost one of their drones, right? Iran says they have it. They actually showed some of the video clippings that the remote-controlled surveillance aircraft, the drone, has, showing us that they have it, as well as our very highly sensitive intelligence. Behind it is a flag. It looks like the American flag, but instead of stars in the blue and white area, it's skulls. I mean, pretty... pretty wacko stuff there. The reason why this caught my eye, and I'm talking about on a medical show, is they did notice they said a fracture on the wing of the drone. So, you know, that caught my eye. I was like, fracture? Oh, my gosh, what's fractured? So I was like, oh, the drone. But, you know, originally they said, oh, it had probably fallen or malfunctioned and got lost. But they're like, it looks like it's in pretty good shape. What I don't understand is if we have such highly sensitive information and intelligent things in these things, don't they have like a self-destruct? You know, in Mission Impossible, right, you get a message, but then it self-destructs so it doesn't, you know, fall into the bad guy's hands. Why doesn't one of these things have it? Just blow it up. I mean, if it's remote controlled, you might as well remote control blow it up so nobody gets the surveillance and all the intelligence. I don't know. You know, I'm not a CIA specialist. I don't know much about stealth drones. They look cool, but it's in the hands of the enemies, and we look like idiots right now. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, Doc Dolly. My name is Sam. I'm from South Carolina. I am one of your truck driving buddies.
Yeah.
I really enjoy your show. I listen each weekday morning from 5 to 6 on XM 166.
Thank you for
and
doing
my
that.
My question to you is this. On See, a recent listens. Visit to my doctor, while sitting in the waiting room, I caught the last of a news segment that was dealing with the a breakthrough on the possible cure or cause or both of ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease.
Okay.
I have a special interest in I lost my mother a couple of years back to ALS and was just wondering if maybe you had more information as to what this breakthrough was. Any info would really be appreciated. And again, I really love listening to you. You make my morning each weekday morning. Thanks.
See, that is so sweet. Gosh, I love your messages. I wish I was live on XM that early in the morning, but that would be 2 in the morning my time, so I can't be live. But thank you, Sam, for your message. I love you, truck drivers. Ah, you guys rock. Okay, I think, let's just recap. You know Lou Gehrig's disease? Okay, it was named after Lou Gehrig. Basically, what it is it's ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. Basically, what this is, it scares the hell out of us in medicine because we really don't know what to do with it. It's where your upper motor neurons and your lower motor neurons kind of start to destruct. It's very rapidly progressive. It's a neurological disease that ends up being fatal because what happens is not only does it affect your voluntary muscles, like in your arms and legs and make you weak, but then it starts to affect your respiratory muscles. And when it does that, you end up not being able to breathe. So many of these people with ALS go into respiratory failure, usually within 3 to 5 years of the onset of symptoms. So it's very quick, very scary. Now, they don't know why it happens. Now, this breakthrough I think you're talking about, there were a couple things last week that came up. One is researchers think they found the proteins that ramp up in ALS. So they think they might have found a couple protein markers that may actually promote the nerve destruction. So they thought this would be good because it's really not considered hereditary. I know your mom had it, and I'm so sorry for your loss. That's a very, very difficult disease to go through. I feel so bad you went through that and you had to witness it. But it doesn't necessarily mean you or any of her other descendants or family members are going to get it. So they don't think it's so much an inherited trait as much as something goes wrong. So one thing they found out last week was they did identify a couple proteins that may be a culprit, so that could help lead to research and hopefully treatment, again, far down the line. Then another breakthrough was they tried a Parkinson drug, you know, the Parkinson tremors and the Parkinson disease. We've talked about that, where usually we have to instigate your dopamine, and it's also another neurological disease that causes shuffling gait, flat affect. You can't really you know, show your emotions as well. You get this pill rolling tremor. So they tried to use one of those drugs, pramipexole. I can't pronounce it. I'm sorry. Oh yeah, pramipexole, and that showed that it slowed down some of the progress of the disease or the progression of the disease. Again, nothing to write home about. We still can't get too excited. I love the fact that they're working on this. They're making some headway, not quick enough. You know, I know I get patients going, oh, Lou Gehrig's disease, is that from baseball? No, it's not from baseball. It just Lou Gehrig unfortunately had it. It brought a lot of attention to the disease, and we've been calling it Lou Gehrig's disease, but it's ALS. And, I mean, you know, if If more comes up, I'll definitely let you know. But right now, yes, they made a little bit of a headway, but I don't know if it's that much of a breakthrough yet. Because, again, using this Parkinsonian drug, all it did was slow things down a little bit. It didn't. I mean, we still don't have cure from what I understand. But great question, and thank you again for listening. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so what else is going on in medical news? This is interesting here. All right, looks like the FDA is after a sperm donor, right? There's a California man who has fathered, through sperm donation, 14 kids. But they say he's breaking the law. Now, this is why, all right? The FDA is after him. His name is Trent Arsenault of Fremont, California. And what he's doing is he's advertising online that he is going to donate his sperm. He has a website. It's called TrentDonor.org. TrentDonor.org. I got to look this up. I'm sorry. Okay, Trent. Really? Trent? I'm looking it up. I'm sorry. I don't type as fast as I. Trent. Now, he's not charging for the sperm. He's not charging. He's just giving it for free. Oh, you see all the babies he made? They say he's 6'1" on his website. He weighs 150 pounds. He's 36. Blonde hair, brown eyes. Blood type A+. They say he's been tested for 10 STDs, okay, including CMV and HIV. Single, never married. Well, I wonder why. All right, so the FDA is like, no. You can't just donate sperm without going through a sperm bank and being screened. The FDA thinks sperm donation should be regulated by the government. Right, there's been a legal dispute going on for longer than a year. All right, he of course has a problem with this. Right, he says he enters into mutually desired partnership with childless couples. Right, he doesn't feel it's necessary to submit to the same standard as sperm banks and doesn't know why the FDA is getting involved. I honestly, you know, it's sperm. You can't pass it around. I mean, if moms can't give chicken pox to people, right, over state lines, I don't think you could, give sperm over state lines. I mean, I guess, or if you're giving them in state, I don't know. I don't think you're allowed to do it. I don't think you're allowed to fling it. No. I think it's a big no-no. And I don't understand why people would just take someone's random sperm. I mean, that's almost like, you know, a soap opera. You know, I'm going to go down the street and get a sperm. People just, you know, it's got to be the money. All right. No, don't take free sperm. Remember, if it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true. Okay. You know, him giving sperm for free, he's going to want something later. Either he's going to want his kid or he's going to want to put your picture up on his profile page. I'm looking at this right now. It's hilarious. Okay. All right. So that's Mr. Sperm Donor. Okay. Should nuns take birth control? All right, this is kind of an interesting case. All right, we have found, well, I don't want to say we have found, but researchers at the University of Melbourne, right, has kind of recommended that nuns may need to take the birth control pill. Nuns don't have sex, right, and nuns don't get pregnant, from what I understand. And so that actually puts them at risk for certain cancers. It puts them at risk for ovarian cancer, puts them at risk for uterine cancer, puts them at risk for breast cancer. Why? Because they're ovulating every month. So they found that if this group of women, now they don't get cervical cancer. Nuns don't get cervical cancer because you have to have sex to get cervical cancer. You have to get the HPV. But the other types of cancers they do, the more menstrual cycles you have, the higher at risk. So we're going to talk about that and if the Catholic Church is happy with it or not. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down. I've got a little bit of respect. Don't take it away.
How does it feel to be one of the beautiful people?
It ain't revolution. It's time to strike.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want to
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right. So should nuns take birth control if they're at higher cancer risk? Well, we've known that women that had multiple pregnancies or have been on birth control, we've seen, especially with women using the pill, had at least a 12% lower overall risk of death during studies in regards to endometrial cancer, ovarian cancer. And so they also found a 60% lower risk of endometrial and ovarian cancers compared to non-users, although no change with breast cancer risk. I've never really talked to you all about breast cancer risk versus birth control. I think it's been negligible. I don't think it increases. I don't think it helps, though. But being pregnant helps. So that's why nuns are more at risk for having breast cancer, because they don't go through the process of the pregnancy. So, how does the Catholic Church feel? Well, what they did was they interviewed, and I want to get her name right, Sister Marianne Walsh, Director of Media Relations for the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. Okay, and she had, in an email response, said the issue presented in The Lancet, which is the journal that this study is published, is a medical, not a moral one. She says the chemicals found in birth control pills may have a valid medical use for some conditions and some women. That doesn't pose a fundamental moral problem if the drugs are not used for a contraceptive purpose. Now, of course, the Pope has to make a decision, but they've been kind of, you know, going back and forth. There's some controversy, you know, what is the church's perspective? From what I understand is, as long as you're using birth control for something medicinal, it shouldn't be a problem. That's what I understood. You know, you're just not supposed to be using birth control for birth control. And nuns, probably that's a double whammy because they're not supposed to be having sex because they're nuns. So they're not supposed to be asking for birth control because that means they're having sex. So that's a double whammy. But, I mean, the church ideally would love some other treatment if there is one, like maybe, you know, cleaning out the endometrium, or if there's some other, let's say, vaccine that's developed. But right now, the only thing out there to block ovulation is the pill. And it looks like blocking ovulation or having less menstrual cycles puts you at less risk for these cancers. So it'll be interesting to see if they let nuns take birth control pills. You know, I was just at my gynecological office. I know. I didn't tell you guys all how it went. I know you've been missing the story. And I, you know what? It's old news now. So don't worry. I won't go into any gory details. I don't know what I'd do if I'd see a couple nuns there. You know, I'd probably confess, make some confessions. I mean, I'm at the gynecologist's office. They're going to probably want to know why I'm there. But really just something interesting for some of you ladies out there that have menstrual migraines. My doctor, you know, I like to pretend, you know, that I know everything. You know, and for those of you that think I know everything, you're close. You're close, but I don't. I don't know everything. So I ask my doctor, my gynecologist a lot, and, you know, I get headaches before my period. And it's very frustrating. And, and thank you all for listening to this, and thank you for the sympathy. Yeah, please play a violin for me. And so what she recommended is a lot of us, right as we're getting off our birth control, you get that estrogen drop and you get a headache. So what she said is she added a little bit of estrogen for me just a couple days before you go through the withdrawal of your hormones to stop the migraines. And I think it's going to work. I'm not going to tell you what day, because then y'all will know when I'm, you know, menstruating. I don't really think y'all need to know that. I mean, I talk about my personal life a lot, but that's just too personal. But for any of you women that suffer from menstrual migraines, talk to your doctor about a little bit of estrogen a couple days before, because that may be all you need. Fascinating stuff. All right, let's get back to lefties versus righties. All right, do left-handed people have more medical issues? What type of medical issues? Well, I tried to look this up a year or two ago. I researched this like crazy. You know, do lefties get more diabetes? Do they get more breast cancer? No, you didn't see any of that. Now, researchers, though, do think that lefties are more inclined to ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. They think that also lefties are more inclined to be dyslexic, and they think that lefties are more inclined to have schizophrenia. Now, I know a lot of you lefties are like, what? Please, what? All right, now it looks like 10% of people are left-handed. Now, I like lefties. I mean, my mom is a lefty. Bruce Willis is a lefty. I think Ronald Reagan was a lefty. So I don't have a problem with lefties. I don't have a problem at all. You know, people always ask me, what about identical twins? Yes, one twin could be a righty. One could be a lefty. You know, now they don't know. They don't know, you know, is it lower birth weight? Is it stress? Moms who undergo a heck of a lot of stress during the pregnancy, do they have a lefty? I mean, I feel bad for the lefties because of scissors. You know, I remember my mom, she always had to find a lefty scissors. And I'm like, really? You know, just let me cut the damn thing for you. But no. I'm a lefty and I need to get a lefty scissors. So I remember it was a pain in the butt. But I didn't think she had any medical problems. You know? Now, they always talk about, well, if you're right dominant, you use the left side of the brain. If you're left dominant, you use the right side of the brain. Not always true. You know, lefties still use their left side of the brain and right side of the brain pretty, you know, pretty evenly. Sometimes even more dominantly on the left. So, but really, is that true? ADD and, you know, so I decided to take a look at who are lefties. Okay, so let me see. So Angelina Jolie is a lefty. Again, I don't know if she's ADD. Let me see. Betty Grable was, let's get some more, how about some more recent lefties? Let me see if I can find some more recent ones. Okay, well, presidents, Ronald Reagan, we talked about, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, a lefty, Barack Obama, Lefty, Gerald Ford, Harry Truman, Herbert Hoover, and James Garfield. Those are presidents that were all lefties. All right, let me see who else was a lefty. I think Albert Einstein, if I remember, was a lefty. Was Albert Einstein? Yeah, okay. I think Albert Einstein was. Let me see. Martina McBride maybe is. Dan Aykroyd. Matt Broderick. There's a lot. Charlie Chaplin's a lefty. Tom Cruise was a lefty. Matt Dillon. Robert De Niro's a lefty. That's kind of cool. I don't know their, you know, psychological profile, so I can't tell you. Kermit the Frog is a lefty. Really? Really? Rock Hudson was a lefty. Let me see here. Anybody else that's exciting? Harpo Marx, Howie Mandel. I thought there was somebody else famous that was Demi Moore, Mickey Rourke, Julia Roberts. Anyway, a lot of people are lefties. Do I really think there's anything to this? The dyslexia, maybe. That we've kind of always known. Schizophrenia? No. Honestly, you're a lefty, it doesn't matter. People are eye dominant also. You know, when I go to the eye doctor, he's like, which eye dominant are you? And I say, well, right, because I'm right-handed. And no, I'm actually left eye dominant. So people sometimes will do things dominantly, and you like with, you know, like your right foot, or like southpaws with boxers, you know, the way they'll do their stance. I mean, some people, they just naturally find a dominant direction to go with their extremities. I don't think it means anything, but it's always a cool subject. So we'll see, you know, we'll see if they come up with anything more with left-handed versus right-handed. I think right-handed people make awesome radio hosts. That's what I think. Okay, so let's talk about the city with the rats. This is cool. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877 Doc Dolly. All right, now this is really cool, okay? You know, I think a lot of these studies with rats are stupid. I think it's a waste of time, but this one I kind of like, all right? They found that rats actually demonstrate compassion and loyalty to other rats, even if there's chocolate in the mix, okay? So what they did was they had rats available to go up to chocolate, and we're talking chocolate chips, really, really yummy chocolate, right? We all like chocolate chips. We love it. But then they had other rats trapped in their cage. Well, what they found is the rats that could have just gobbled up the chocolate let their other rat friends free, and then both rejoiced and went over to the chocolate. See? And then in another study, the chocolate chips were in a container. So the rat that was free went to the container, emptied out the chocolate chips, but then he left them there. Went back to free the rat that was in his cage. Then both of them said, let's go eat the chocolate. Almost as if the other rat was serving the chocolate chips to the other rat. I mean, that's pretty cool. That is pretty cool when you see animals do this. I was like, oh my gosh. All right, I believe this was... I'm trying to see who gets credit for this study. Oh, this was at the University of Chicago. I want some of the chocolate. Now, they say females showed much more empathy than males. Some of the males took a day off, you know, but the female rats, they were diligent. Every single day they would do this, and it looked like it was at least 80% of the rats being that loyal to their other rats. Now, would we humans do that? No. If there were chocolate chips, I'd eat the chocolate chips, and then I'd probably walk away. All right. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now, you all know I talk about the Dr. Dahlia cruise, you know, that's coming up next summer. And, of course, I'm going to be there giving lectures. We're going to throw some parties. We got a great rate fun. Well, I don't know if this will be ready by then. Not that anybody has ever gotten sick on any of the Dr. Dahlia cruises, because I'm there and I bring my little medical bag. But anyway, there is going to be a vaccine. They say that will one day prevent cruise ship stomach bug. You know how people get sick? They get the norovirus, they get cramping, diarrhea, vomiting. It spreads easily person to person. a lot of times can happen on cruise ships. Well, they think they have developed something that would be a vaccine that they could later produce and give to masked people on their way to the Dr. Dahlia cruise. Woo. All right. The new vaccine is given as 2 doses, 3 weeks apart via nasal spray. Thus far, they said there's been no safety issues. Of course, they're still studying it. Side effects include stuffy nose and sneezing, but they were equally likely to occur in those using the placebo, just because you're sticking something in your nose, right? The placebo is probably just a spray, you know, that obviously doesn't have the vaccine. So, all right. And I guess the new study was supported in part by Lygosyte Pharmaceuticals, who is a maker of the vaccine. You see, whenever we want new vaccines or new medications, again, it's done by pharmaceutical companies, all right? The administration, Washington administration, cannot get rid of pharmaceutical companies, all right? Who's going to put money behind these things? But if they could come up with a vaccine for before you go on your cruise trip, then we don't have to have the SS Stinky like we did, right? Where was that? Out of San Diego? The SS Stinky, remember? Right? Oh, no. What happened with that were the toilets and the plumbing failed. That wasn't, I don't think, an outbreak. Well, it might have been. Anyway. Yeah. No, my cruise ship, the Dr. Dahlia cruise is never stinky. Never stinky. All right. Speaking about outbreaks, it looks like the Listeria outbreak, the one we've been dealing with for months, from the Colorado cantaloupes, they say it's finally over. Unfortunately, one last death was recently reported, bringing the death total to 30 people and one miscarriage. It affected people in 28 states. The majority of them that died were from Colorado. FDA and state investigators trace a listeria that had infected the cantaloupes to machinery and pooled water areas in a packing shed. Remember I told you there was a truck and that might have brought it in with the soil and the wheels, and it was too close to one of the machineries and workers could have trampled through the puddles bringing the soil with it. But they said they traced a listeria to machinery and pooled water areas in a packing shed where Jensen sent out 300,000 cases of cantaloupe. These were Jensen Farms in southeastern Colorado. One of the faults cited by the FDA was a potato washing and sorting machine the farm added this year that did not allow for proper cleaning and drying to prevent bacteria. They really need to watch these people closer. I know we say less government, but I mean, we can't have these farms do things half-assed. I mean, this was a horrible, horrible outbreak. And, I know people are like, really, Dahlia? Somebody just died now? Keep in mind, it takes a while to incubate. Then people get sick, sometimes 4 weeks later, and then they're dealing with the sequelae of being sick, and it's a shame that one person just finally died from this. All right. Well, let's switch to happier news. Okay, couples, all right? This is for any of us in a couple, in a relationship. If you're more generous to your partner, the marriage is happy. Now, what kind of things show generosity? Well, maybe a massage, husbands helping, it's interesting, husbands helping with chores apparently cause women to be more sexually satisfied, right? Are you guys listening to this? If you help with chores, what does it say here? In the study, married men and women who reported above average sexual satisfaction relationship were 10 to 13 times more likely to describe their marriage as very happy. Now, what type of chores? Oh, wait, I want to look at the chores the men have to do. All right, because the toilets need scrubbing. There's dishes in the sink. Oh, they aren't sane. They say maybe, women should, give you a massage. Maybe you could rub each other's feet, get your spouse a cup of coffee, ordering flowers. It's true. I mean, as much as I think the study is really, really lovey-dovey, kind of too girly for my taste, they're right. Excuse me, I think a big mistake a lot of us do is we're in a marriage for 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years, and we really don't do anything spontaneous. I think it's more the spontaneity of, honey, let me help you. Now I told my husband, I go, don't waste money on flowers and, jewelry. I like chocolate. Okay. I like chocolate. And yeah, every once in a while, I'm surprised with chocolate. I'm like, oh, honey loves me. How many times in my marriage did I just stop and say, honey, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. I love you. I don't do that. I should. He is the best thing. It just, I come from a family where we really weren't lovey-dovey. We really didn't express our emotions that much. You know, I think one time one of us was trying to tell the other one they love each other, you know, I love you, and we almost vomited in our mouth. I mean, I just come from that kind of a family. You know, so here I am married, and, you know, the conversation is, get out of my way, I got to go to the bathroom. You know, or did you get the groceries? Oh, your mom called. You know, that's really what we say in our marriage. Yeah, your mom called. Well, you talk to her. I don't want to talk. That goes into a fight. So, you know, just stop and, you know, to your loved one, even if you're in a new relationship, just dating, you know, maybe send a text, but do something lovey-dovey, all right? It's going to make you happy. Well, Dr. Dolly, if I do something lovey-dovey, then my husband's going to want to have sex, and I don't want to have sex. No, you don't have to. See, that's another big thing. I see a lot of partners who have less sex drive than their spouse or their other partner, and so they withhold other forms of intimate contact. And no, you can't do that. You can't do that. I mean, you're going to have to. I mean, I know a lot of people, they don't want to engage in a sexual, you know, encounter that they don't want to engage in. Yes, I could see that. But, you know, don't stop all communication. Don't stop all lovey-doveyness. All right? People need love. We were talking a few months back about this one gentleman who wanted to divorce his wife who had Alzheimer's. He had a new lover, and his wife had Alzheimer's, older lady. And he said, she doesn't even recognize me anymore. It's heartbreaking. I want to live my life. And, gosh, I think, I forget if Pat Robertson yelled at him. Somebody got mad at him in the media. I don't remember that part. But what I remember saying is, if somebody has Alzheimer's and they don't remember you, they still need love. Okay? It's Alzheimer's patients still need a hug. They still need a touch. They still need a visit. You know? And who else is going to visit your wife or your loved one, your mother, your grandmother, your sister, your brother, but you? You know, yes, you know, maybe you want sex, maybe you want to have passion, but I mean, this is the person you've devoted your life to in sickness and health till death do you part. Just because they have Alzheimer's doesn't mean they can't feel. Alzheimer patients feel. If you stick a needle in them, they'll say, ow. I mean, don't do that, but they feel. And an Alzheimer's patients can detect love. And that's what you need to do, even if they don't know who you are. And maybe subconsciously it will ignite something, but you can't be selfish and not give because you don't think you're going to get something back. No. You know, like my kitty cats. I have kitty cats and I have doggies. Okay? Dogs love too much. You know, you pat them on the head, they slobber all over you. Or cats, I mean, they have to deign to even give you their paw to kiss. Right? But we still give love to our pets, even though a lot of them can't stand being around us, right? We do, you know, and we're okay with that. So, you know, it's not always going to be 100% reciprocity, okay? You're going to have to, you know, go out on a limb. This was this one particular person I was really mad at for wanting to divorce his wife. What a schmo. All right. Okay, we're still talking about lovey-dovey news. All right. Ooh, remember I talked about a condom that was coming on the market that was supposed to help erections? Well, it looks like we got a little more information on it, okay? Now, I'm assuming this is the same one I talked about a couple months ago, but it sounds a little different. It's called Durex, all right? And this is supposed to be, or Durex is a company that's supposedly going to release a new condom that will help men maintain their erection. But what it does is it has a patented gel, I'm sure we talked about this, inside the tip that, you know, rapidly... let's say it gets absorbed, and it's going to be over-the-counter. This is going to be an over-the-counter condom, so you don't have to go to the doctor and pay a copay. All right, guys, great. Woo! Woo! Ended that one on a high note. All right, if this is your stuff, have a great rest of the way home. If not, stay on board. We got more Dr. Dolly, and don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe. After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $1.99 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.